This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hey, it's White Boy Chris. If the Pat Downs ever made you laugh, then join our Patreon and support us. Get bonus content, a t-shirt, or an autographed copy of Rabbit, Miss Pat's autobiography. Visit MissPatComedy.com for the link to the Patreon, and while you're there, join our Facebook group.
Welcome to another episode of the Pat Down. I'm Miss Pat, so I'm always here. And I'm here with Chris Bangalanger, because he's here too. And my other co-host, Dion Curry. We all here cooking some jerk chicken. We got shit to talk about. We want to talk about Hot Dick Diddy. Honey.
The Diddler. Somebody made the Diddler and he's dressed up in green like the Riddler from Batman.
Baby, he on the run. I thought he was shooting a party in First 48, how that plane got up out of there. really, when I saw that plane take off, I said, this is American Greed.
Yeah.
And they said, it's Diddy plane. I said, oh, okay. Oh, that's who I thought it was, American Greed. I thought somebody had made some money and ran off, but it just Diddy. He don't want you to see his pussy tattoos, or whatever he did, Vic. And you look back at the tapes now, Diddy was talking to some black. He said, this is a pretty motherfucker. And I'm like, what man called another man pretty?
A diddler.
Stay tuned, y'all. After the music, we're going to see if Diddy fucked Dion. What?
You better get up, get out, and tune into this podcast. It's Pat, spit the truth, spit the real fact. Nothing but the ugly, classy at the same time. Pat got the flavor, these are not your same lines. That's the politics, she been on the real grind. It could be pretty but ugly at the same time. Just tune in, put your lock on the spin down. Ain't no need for the wait and turn it up now. What you talking about? It's real though, and cut the game, you get no play like Nintendo. You waste the time, turn it up, nothing but the ugly. Straight off the top, everything she say, you know it's funny. Full blast, this a taste of the future. Listen on your iPhone, on your desktop computer. Share it, tweet it, ain't no way to beat it. Nothing but the ugly, turn it up and go and repeat it. Nothing but the ugly.
I can tell you what's ain't up, we ain't in jail like, we ain't on the run like Puff Daddy.
Recording in progress.
So what's up? So what's up, Miss Pat?
Hold on, nigga. I'm trying to get back to the zone. I can tell you one thing. We ain't on the run like Puff Daddy.
What the fuck?
I don't know if he guilty, but he's showing up running like he guilty. I'm like, God damn, Puff Daddy.
They let these kids get put in cuffs, but then as soon as they raided his house, he was like Fred Flintstone Twinkle Toe. He skedaddled to, I don't know what, some Caribbean country.
Antigua.
And I guess he's supposed to be going to some, like, it's some country off the coast of Africa that doesn't have any extradition treaty.
When they say Antigua, I thought he went to a nigga house and he about to get locked up.
Oh, he's going to jail.
He going to jail.
R. Kelly seems like y'all ready.
50.
I don't know what he was doing or how he was doing it, but a lot of people act like they knew he was doing it.
Mm-hmm. Cat Williams said something in the interview with Shannon Sharp.
Because they did know he was doing it. This thing is about to get blown. If he don't mysteriously kill himself, he's going to tell on a lot of people.
Did you see his...
He wasn't doing this by himself all this time.
Did you see his neighbor... who was saying that he had busloads of young girls coming in at night? Now, of course, this person could be full of crap, but son,
minors over here late at night. I live right next to him. He do too much. He got buses, like big ass buses. He just see all type of shit hop out, especially at nighttime, like around 3 o'clock in the morning. It gets wild. I'm his neighbor. When my basketball go over there, I just let it be because I don't want to knock on the door.
the basketball goal thing was, but okay.
I don't believe that nigga.
Basketball player, ain't
he? I don't know.
I was trying to read the video. Copy it.
He is allegedly accused of sex trafficking.
Sex? Oh, he going to jail. Come on, get this trash.
So this girl, he just puts this randomly up on Twitter, on Instagram Live. Nobody knows where this girl went. Her name is Ava Baroni in April of 2020. And here's the video.
I'm a Scorpio.
No, what's your last name?
Oh, Ava Combs.
What's your other last name?
Ava Baroni.
Ava Baroni Combs? Yes, it's breaking news. Diddy adopted a white child. I want you to tell them the story about how I adopted you. But you still have beautiful parents that... But you're my child also, please.
So, I was on the streets, and then Papa Combs decided that he would like to be a caring man. So then he saw me and decided to pick me up and said to come inside and play with his kids.
This girl's probably like, what, Dion, 20, 18, like 18, 22?
If you wish, that girl looked fucking 12.
She can look like that, but she can actually be a maid.
But the internet is hunting for this girl. They're like, she got trafficked.
And the way she was talking, she didn't sound like she was 18 to me.
If she was on the street selling pussy, they usually don't get educated for themselves.
I don't think he's accused of buying it. I think he's accused of stealing it.
She didn't sound like someone who had an adult mind.
Yeah.
She didn't sound like, you know how adults form sentences, even the ones who don't.
Not kill his 30s.
And he thinks the honey bear makes the honey.
He don't speak like a child. He speaks like a dummy.
That's a good point, Dion. Somebody going to jail. Somebody about to be R. Kelly roommate. And they're going to make some fuck. Can you imagine the hits that's about to come out of prison?
I don't think they're going to be in it. Where are they going to record?
Because those walls are soundproof.
People in prison are crafty. They'll make something.
Yeah, they'll get that.
Hate to have to smuggle in a boom mic for the video.
You ever seen toilet wine?
I've heard of that. I've been to jail. Yeah.
What was the craziest thing that you ever saw smuggled in where you were like, how did you get this in here?
I didn't do drugs. I wasn't with those people. I was always on the phone. The craziest thing I ever seen them do is soak Eminem, take the color off and use it for mascara and lipstick.
Oh,
what?
Okay. Use the M&M like eyeshade and lipstick.
And they would take the putty away from around the windows and glue their weave back in. So now all the air is coming in the wintertime. Bitch got a head full of hair.
Can't be bald for the winter.
Can you imagine if R. Kelly, Diddy, and Trump are all together?
That'd be a talent show, wouldn't it?
Imagine a buddy comedy where R. Kelly and
guys,
Trump,
the greatest guys,
R. Kelly and Trump become friends, and then Diddy is the head of the other gang, and Trump and Diddy have a war. Put that in the production, Miss Pat, right away.
Now you're a white man. Accused, whatever he's accused, going to be accused of trafficking girls or child. Nah, never mind. But I tell you, somebody who's making me laugh about this shit is that motherfucker 50 Cent. Somebody, I'm out here laughing at 50 Cent like he a fucking Richard Pryor or somebody. He don't waste no time. He told Meek Mill, oh, I can't wait till they fire his sex tapes. I said, what the fuck is going on with him and Meek Mill? According to the street, Puffy have fucked everybody. If you thought you could sing, you've been fucked. Over or up in or somehow, it's a shame. What's crazy is we're not losing. We don't really lose R&B singers. We lose rappers to the street, but we're losing the R&B people. Cause he was a little R&B, am I right?
Yeah, but if you fuck kids, you deserve to be lost.
Yeah, we're losing them like him and R.
He did. He wasn't R&B.
What was he?
He was a rapper. He produced some R&B groups, but he...
Oh, okay, okay. You might be right on that one.
He never sang.
Who was that?
So 50 Cent apparently and Diddy don't get along. And he's deleted a couple of my favorites. But Diddy like FBI, DIA, and Homeland couldn't catch me, bitch. You have to go see his Instagram. But he's making fun of how he's got all the, his kids are locked up.
Did his kids get arrested or were they just detained?
They were detained. I don't think they got arrested.
He's talking about Jay-Z next.
He's talking about Jay-Z. He's got Jay-Z on a missing milk carton, asking when he's going to talk about it. He's not answering his phone.
Oh, this one. I say 50.
That one was so funny.
This one?
Yeah. Ass nigga, I told you, stop fucking with R. Kelly. I said, grab them in the pussy. Don't kidnap the pussy. They raided your shit, I see. I got a courtesy call when they raided my house. You really fucked up, my nigga. Can I get a copy of the Meek Mill sex tape? Please, nigga. Puffy, you stupid ass nigga. I told you, stop fucking with R. Kelly. I said, grab them in the pussy. Don't kidnap the pussy. They raided your shit, I see. I got a courtesy call when they raided my house. You really fucked up, my nigga. Can I get a copy of the Meek Mill sex tape? Please, nigga. Puffy.
I love AI. It sucks he's going to be president again, but it is going to be funny.
He said, please, nigga.
My nigga. Please, my nigga. I told you stop fucking with that nigga R. Kelly.
Oh, man.
Afraid he don't be, y'all going to have to shoot him out the White House next time.
Yeah. He's not leaving again.
Well, he going to get up out of there if we have to come get it.
He apparently is angling to get Don Jr. to be his successor. The theory that some Democrat floated was that he was going to nominate Carrie Lake, have them resign because they have dirt on them, and then put Don Jr. in as vice president and then continue making Don Jr. the puppet.
Y'all ain't never stood up to save America. Please stand up. Tom, November, whenever we vote. I know me and my 8 people over here gonna vote.
I heard you're taking quite the massive amount of people to Disney.
Well, these people did anyway. I just invited them. Yeah. Actually, Stan Chan is coming.
Can you say how many people are going?
41.
How many t-shirts have you made?
70.
70 for 41 people?
90. In case somebody leave Dale's or spill some on Dale's, I got it all. You know what? Y'all know how much I love Disney. I fucking love Disney. Disney, I don't really ride. And let me just say this. I went to Disney 2 years ago. I go to Universal because I love the VIP. So I told everybody, I said, y'all got to experience VIP at least once. When you go on a trip, and I know it's hard. Everybody's pockets are different. But even if you have to plan your trip 2 years in advance, at least one time splurge and put the best shit that they got forward, like a VIP. I swear you would never go to Universal again that way. I'm going to Epcot VIP. We're going to Discover Cove VIP. And they thought I was crazy. I said, hey guys, I'm telling you, you want that experience. And it's something about when you stay on a Disney property, it's, you ever been somewhere and it just make you happy all the time?
You ever been white in America?
Yeah. Plainfield.
Imagine Plainfield with mouses. But so it's 41 of us, and as busy as I am, I always like to plan the trip. I always tell people when I do have a travel agent who helping me, but I always tell people, try to book your own hotel or find your travel agent who's willing to make sure your money go a long way. And I tell you what I mean about that. I tell everybody book their own flights. I fly Delta. Now, I don't know if you guys know this, but when you fly Delta and you book a ticket, if that ticket drop, you can go back and get a credit. So Garyana Junebug, them ticket dropped $250.
Wow.
And so we was able to get, I was able to take that credit and bump some more family members up until Delta Comfort. Huh. Or you can save it for your next trip. I was just scrolling through my phone and I said, I remember having a credit when we went to Hawaii. I had a $1,500 credit for Garrett Jr. and Nakia. It was like six of us had $1,400 credit.
Did they just put it back on for you automatically?
No, they actually expired. So since I'm 360, I called and begged.
Okay.
What they give me my fucking, I didn't realize they had expired. But I couldn't get on the Disney property this year. And it's because I booked it at the last minute. I just told everybody, I said, y'all got to try it. Y'all trust me when I tell you, you got to try this fucking. One day we're going to go swim with the sharks. We're going to swim with the dolphins. And we're going to swim with the stingray.
Somebody's got to take video of that for this. I got to see this.
You know what the hardest part is?
Getting out of the water.
Getting out of the water. I've seen Bert Kreischer's show. I know what this is going to look like.
The hardest part is getting out of the water.
I can't wait to see you on a Disney Fluencer channel.
Just with the arms up, I'm done.
Hold on, since you said that, I got to see this video. Because I was like, this is going to be Nikea. Hold on, let me show you this.
Yeah. You sent a video of Nikea. Some fat dude played basketball and said it was Nikea. And I haven't stopped laughing about it.
Let me please put this video up here. And so I told him, I said, this will not happen on our fucking trip. Where you going? Wow.
You mean what happened? What are you talking about?
You have?
What's the need?
Why you going outside?
I just told you I'm going outside, man.
Why you need air?
Because I got to breathe.
You know how hard that is for him? Where'd you send it? Text message?
About to get cussed the fuck out of my mom. Okay, look at it. Put that video on. I know y'all seen the video.
All right, hold on. Pulling it up right now. Let's see here.
Chris, you should join us next year.
I will. Yeah, our goal is to go to Disney. Maybe we're going to try to go this year. I was going to hit you and my friend Andrew up, who goes like four times a year, just to figure it out. Because Eleanor goes to school at the end of the year, goes to kindergarten. So we just want to go while she's young. All right. So here's the video. Bro didn't read the instructions is what it's titled.
I threw a massage.
So basically what's going on is the first video was like this slim woman getting on like this hoverboard with this guy. And then it cuts to like Kim Jong-un here getting on a hoverboard and he goes right into the water. you gotta watch the YouTube version to see this. It's some sort of hoverboard attached to a hose.
Yeah, I seen those at the park.
And Kim Jong-un gets on the hoverboard and it just sinks. And then his belly, they're riding on his belly. But he puts his arm out like the Titanic.
Well, he baptized his ass.
He's underwater. It looks like
he literally ride this nigga like a dolphin.
His eyes looks like the Titanic.
He's trying to hold that big nigga. He's trying to hold it. Look how the people on the jet ski.
Oh, God. That's awesome.
I said, Nakia, that would not be you. So we're going with 41 people. And it's going to be fun. I got it all planned out. I got buses to take us to the park. And we're going to Epcot. We're going to Universal. We're going to Discovery Cove. But next year, I discovered something that I didn't even think I wanted to do. I want to go to Cancun, Mexico to see Nickelodeon.
Get back in the game.
Chichen Itza, you want to see historical sites?
No, I want to see Nickelodeon. Nickelodeon is a resort over there.
Really?
Are you sure? Are you sure you want?
Yeah, is it managed by Diddy?
That's what everybody said. You sure you want to go? Quite sure, Dan Swalder, whoever they talking about, not over there.
Man, you know, everybody made so much fun of Amanda Bynes back in the day, but now you realize how tragic and sad that whole story is.
What are you talking about?
She got molested and impregnated and had an abortion at 13 by this guy. That's what I read. This Dan whatever, Nickelodeon guy. And then, you know, he's all into feet, and the old logo when he was in charge of it was a foot. And then there's another Nickelodeon, and it was the same outline as Epstein Island. There were clues. We just were too young to see it.
Let me see.
Let me see if I can find it.
It's pretty gross what was going on in Nickelodeon.
I didn't hear Amanda Bynes. Who?
Amanda Bynes.
Bynes. She had a really popular show. I'm Amanda.
Oh, I remember her.
Yeah. My little brother used to watch that stupid ass show.
She got pregnant by him?
Yeah. And I guess had an abortion.
She had a fake Twitter account, but it was actually her telling all the tea. Did you find it?
All right. So Dan Schneider says foot comedy was in Nickelodeon was totally innocent. Here's what the logo looked like.
I remember that.
Yeah. And I'll see if I can find the Epstein Island one, because I was like, oh, yeah, that's
he
crazy.
Definitely had a foot fetish. Did you hear about Drake Bell?
Who's that?
Yeah, that? Josh, right? Yeah, somebody molested the skinny one.
I think, was it Brian Peck is the guy's name?
They all in jail. Garrett. They all in jail, right? Who?
See?
Wow.
K-I-R-A-W-O Kira won't miss on Twitter posted it.
That's crazy.
You know what's crazy is that bridge. Did you guys see the bridge collapse?
Nigga, they said the power went out on that boat.
They said the power went out on the boat?
Yeah, so I'll find the video of it. So it's in Baltimore.
I know where it's at. I seen it. But I almost feel like that the bridge wasn't even in the fucking ground. And I'm quite sure the impact was like really hard. But I'm like, y'all didn't think that a boat could run into the fucking bridge?
So my friend who's a truck driver said, I drove over it once. I'd never drive over it again. It was just waiting to fall down. And they kept saying there was actually, I think the people who are missing are guys that were working on it. But this boat, it's an Indian boat. And it was leaving the port, and then it lost power, which steers the boat now. They don't have a big pirate wheel. So the power, you can see that in the video, the power goes out, and then it starts lurking towards the one of, looks like four supports on the bridge. Then the power comes on, and it starts to steer away, and then it goes out again, and then it hits the bridge. But Jasmine lives in Baltimore. I was talking to her today, and she said none of the cars... Nobody was driving across the bridge when it actually went down.
Oh, here come one.
Yeah, I was watching it like rooting on the cars, going, get off the bridge. And then there.
That's so crazy.
And it just completely collapses into the sea. Imagine you're driving towards it and you just see the bridge disappear. 1:30 a.m. when this happened.
It'd have been fucked up if all them truckers who was boycotting was on that bridge. Fucking build back better.
Joe Biden's America. That's all I'm saying, Miss Pat.
Build back better, baby.
Why is it Joe Biden America? What are you talking about?
I'm just making that up. That'd be stupid. This wouldn't have happened under Donald Trump. I'm just saying.
Yes, it would have. This fucking bridge is older than his toupee. So they were bound to fall. Both of them thinning the fuck out.
I want to know how this bridge collapse was orchestrated by the deep state in order to help Joe Biden get elected. That's
all
I'm saying.
This is a plant, man. This is a fucking deep state cyber what this is.
This is Moonhowler 2.0 says this is sketchy as AF. I don't know. These people make up anything.
This is ridiculous. I mean, that was very fucking scary. I hate going across bridges, especially the old ones. The one who Finding Nemo them made. I don't. I hate them fucking bridges.
The bridges was made by who?
Finding Nemo.
Are there any people in Finding Nemo?
They just pet that shit with their little tail, like a paddle.
What are you talking about? Like a paddle. Oh, beaver dams.
Yeah.
God, how do I know what you're talking about?
A platypus. Thing with the flat tail. If you grab it, he sting the fuck out you.
Yeah, but what does that have to do with the bridge?
He built that bridge.
No, those are beavers.
Platypus is a beaver.
No,
they just have beaver tails. That's it. They don't. They don't make dams.
Oh, they look like they work hard. I saw one time. Well, you don't supposed to grab them. Like they got something in their tail for protection.
A knife.
They have a poisonous spine. They can prick you with.
They ain't gonna grab it by the tail, and that nigga almost lost his life. He had a heart attack.
What?
White people, y'all knows it. Y'all ain't gotta tell niggas one. Don't fuck with that snake. Oh, I ain't fucking with that snake. We are some mind all beating motherfucker. You don't give, like, they got this thing where I was seeing this lady does a safari and asked me, do you want to go out and sleep with the lions? Bitch, who? I don't even want to sleep with a lion nigga. Do you think you're lying? Crazy?
She said, I don't want to sleep with a lion nigga.
Oh, it's in the venom bins in their foot. It looks like they have like little venomous snake teeth in their fingers.
Yeah. And he grabbed it and it stuck the shit out of him.
It's cute though.
Yeah, they're blind.
What?
They're blind.
They are?
How do you know that?
Yeah, why do you know so much about platypuses?
I used to love animals when I was a kid. I would go to the library and read up on all that shit.
That's a Rachel. With a knife in his hand?
Yeah.
That Ray Charles with a knife in his hand?
Okay. He don't give a beaver damn.
One thing I don't like watching those Discovery Channel with the animals. They have to eat each other. Oh, and
once you don't like
that? I love it.
So one today I was watching on TikTok and it was a big ass brown bear. And it was this little thing like a goat mountain. I call him a mountain goat.
Okay, all right, yeah. It wasn't a mountain of goats, right?
He's a goat that run up on the hill.
And yeah, big horns.
Goat mountain.
He was tapping his feet like, come on out here, nigga. I'm going to run on these rocks and your ass going to slip and fall. But he had a little mountain goat baby. And I was like, bear. Can you please find a tree to gnaw it on? Don't you eat that fucking baby, dirty ass fat. And he couldn't get to him because they were stuck on the rock. But I saw this baby alligator get eaten by this big ass snake.
What?
And he couldn't even swallow the little baby alligator all the way, but he was resting to get it digested. That mama smelt that motherfucking snake and said, you ate my baby, nigga. Them alligator grabbed that snake by the head and ripped that motherfucking 18 pieces.
Nice.
Yeah.
What documentary was this? I want to watch it.
I'm just some shit. I hate those kind of things because I'm like, we the people should feed them so they don't eat each other.
We can't even feed each other.
What the fuck? They are feeding themselves. You going to give them some oatmeal, nigga?
There's an anemic alligators walking around going, can I please have some meat?
It is just so sad. It's just so, the way they just rip each other fucking heads off. And I'm like, do we have to, it grossed me the fuck out.
We were watching a polar bear hunt. We were watching Living Planet on Netflix the other night. And polar bears hunting seals, rooting for that polar bear. I was like, go.
Yeah, they don't even show the gruesome shit they used to.
Yeah.
Back in the 90s. I remember watching Discovery Channel, man. Cheetahs would fucking rip antelopes open all goddamn night. I love that shit.
Kids these days are too sensitive.
Oh, I would just cry. I'd be just crying. Don't run, baby. Run. I saw these cheetah-looking, tiger-looking things was chasing this thing. Like, look like a moose. But I know it wasn't no fucking moose over there. That motherfucker, he could have been a football player. Cause he was like, yeet, yeet. He was getting it. He was faking motherfucking cheetah cats out. And he was jumping all over him, jumping all in the water. That nigga was like, y'all ain't getting, he had to be black.
Have you ever seen
the antelope a real thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was an antelope.
Well, they roam and they play.
Yeah, he was for real. They was trying to eat him.
Did y'all ever see those voiceovers of those alligators when they snatch the like zebras when they get in water? But some dude did a bunch of voiceovers. It's like all the zebras in the back. Don't you fucking drink that water? No, man, I'm thirsty. I gotta get this water. And the little croc is creeping up and he's doing the voice of, he told your ass, don't get that fucking water. Then the fucking see if you can pull it up on YouTube. That shit is, there's a series of crocodiles snatching shit into the water. And this dude made a bunch of voiceovers for it. It's so funny.
Oh, I don't know. I'll do my best.
I used to love those nature documentaries, man.
I cannot stand them. I just wish we had enough food to feed them and they would stop killing the little baby.
It's not Lyle the Nile, the crocodile.
I saw a rhinoceros or something sitting down, and a tiger came up behind him. He stood up, you better find you somebody to fucking play with, bitch. Ass nigga.
Did y'all see that video of the construction workers? Guy dressed up like a bear and he's hiding around the corner.
And no.
The supervisor walked around the corner and he saw him in the bear costume. He just took off running. You haven't seen that video?
Oh, no.
It's all over TikTok. Let me see if I can send it to you.
I think I got it. Hold on. Just the visual of it is funny.
There it is.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
So it's like, it looks, literally looks like a bear hiding around a big transformer on a construction site. And the construction manager's walking towards the bear. And the bear's going to jump around the corner. And everybody's hiding watching. Here he comes. He's walking. This is why men die early. I love it. That's funny.
Yeah, go ahead, shot him, man. Then we.
Oh.
People. I don't know why I got this red pimple at the top of my head like I'm Indian.
Nigga, I got one the other day, my damn self. I just popped it yesterday. It's like right here. Y'all can't see it.
Those are a good spot for them, too, because they pop really well.
I don't pop them. It's like I got dry skin or something. I realize I'm allergic to certain makeup, and my face work out really bad. And I hate makeup. That's why I don't put none on the podcast. I appreciate y'all accepting me for who I am. I did comb my hair today. I did put on a wig and comb my hair and do little stuff like that. But I fucking hate makeup. I fucking hate a bra. I hate drawers with extra elastic between the leg.
How do you feel about deodorant?
Because I'm not a skip a bath type bitch. I don't have that kind of.
Do you do the full body? What's up with the full body deodorant? We don't need the full body deodorant. Who's that stinky?
Have skip a bath.
Huh?
What some of the shit you say is funny.
Just describe.
I don't have skip a.
I don't have skip a day.
What's going?
Who has pussy that can skip a day?
Like these kids on the weekend, they'll stay there the whole weekend if you don't tell them to take a bath. I said, I know your pussy's burning. Mine's burning for you.
Oh, God.
Go wash your ass. You know, kids are disgusting.
They really are. They're fucking gross.
They don't smell their ass. You better, you must. I don't know. That ain't me smelling like motherfucking onion ring and carpet.
The little 5-year-old, I thought she'd get less gross as she ate. Just constantly like picking at things and licking her fingers. Ugh. Just gross.
You wait till your baby start jacking his penis. Wait till that shit. They grow up. They eventually grow up and grow out of it, but they're nasty. I have to give a shout out here before we get out of here. Thank y'all each and every one for listening. I will be in my podcast house by April. And by the end of April. Cannot wait. I got to give a shout out to my grandson, Ashton. He whooped 3 people asses at school. He's the one I thought was going to be a little footy-tooty, but he has turned out to be a fucking fighter.
Gay people can fight, too. Look at Jake Paul. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
I was saying my grandson whooped 3 people ass.
Oh, that's right.
He just turned out to be an ass kicker. And I said, why did you fight, Aiden Ashton? He said, because they hit me. I said, but you hit three people. He said, I hit everybody because I didn't know exactly who hit me.
That's good.
He's pretty good, Ashton. Ashton do not fucking play. He kick ass. And with that said, I'm going to be kicking ass all weekend. Right after my vacation, I'll be in Naples. Off the Hook Comedy Club, April 6th through the 7th. Get your tickets now, y'all, because they're going fast. April 18th, I'll be at Paramount Theater, Austin, Texas. Yes, Texas, I'm coming your way. I love Austin. May 3rd, Belasco. May 3rd is Netflix is a joke. And I said Belasco.
Belasco, not Molesto. That was a clown.
Make sure you get your ticket. O'Hara Casino, May 11th. I will be coming your way. May 17th, Lexington Opera House, Lexington, Kentucky. I love Lexington. May 18th, the Joy Theater, New Orleans. God damn it, this is my first time in New Orleans. And I'm excited. And I can't wait. And it's almost sold out. Cincinnati, Ohio, I see y'all. Y'all doing your damn thing. May 31st, I'll be there. June 1, Columbus, Ohio. I like Columbus. I will be there. So make sure y'all get y'all tickets. Go to MissPatComedy.com for all the updates, all the tickets. Come April the 12th. I have a movie that's going to be in the theaters for one day and one day only, okay? Hmm. Yes, because it was supposed to go straight to BET Plus. It was so good. It's called Who
Killed the Babysitter?
Who going to tell mama? What is it?
Oh, who murdered the babysitter?
Instagram. Fix this for me, Kate, so I don't look stupid. The name of the movie is...
Mom had a nervous breakdown. Whoa! And now she has to go to
Thailand. Tell me the name of the people.
Yoga meditation retreat. So we've been...
God damn it.
Don't Tell Mama the Babysitter's Dead.
So I'm in this new movie called Don't Tell Mama the Babysitter Dead. It's a remake. I'm the mama. They made it black. Because you know how we do. We remake shit with a little spice. It's a really good movie. The first one was great. I watched it as a young girl. It was a really good movie. And this one is really good, too. Never thought I would be growing up and be the mama in the remake. But I'm the mama. April 12th, it'll be in theaters one day only. Because it was actually made for the platform, and they decided since it was pretty, it was good, they're going to stick it in the theaters for one day. So if you don't do nothing, please go April the 12th and buy tickets to see me in the movie theater. Don't Tell Mama the Babysitter Dead. I'm excited.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And I've been watching the trailer. I probably watched the trailer 10 times. I'm just in there a little bit, but it's pretty damn funny. And Nakia called me and was like, this white lady in this movie funny as hell.
Because she looked mean on screen.
She was actually the babysitter in the first one.
Oh, Christina Applegate?
Uh-uh. Christina Applegate wasn't the babysitter.
She was in the first movie. Is she in this movie?
No, she's not in there. I said she was the babysitter from the first one was babysitter this time.
Oh, yeah. Kelly Bundy. That was the actress. She played Kelly Bundy, and then she did that movie.
She was not the babysitter.
In the movie, she was the babysitter.
No, she wasn't. She was the child.
Are you sure?
Look, pull it up.
Oh, you're right. She was the older sister. Yeah. Yeah, it was Mrs. Strunk.
Yes, that lady's back.
How is Mrs. Strunk back? She looked 109.
They told me she was in the other movie. I think that Mrs. Strunk.
Look, this lady died in 1998, so you got some bad look
at her. Yeah, that ain't her. She was always yelling at people in movies, too.
Yeah. She
got that sit your ass down face.
Yeah.
She got that hair that got a disease. It was all over the place. But, so make sure y'all go April the 12th and check me out in the theater because I'm excited about this movie. It's really fucking good. I got more projects coming. I can't wait to share them with y'all. I can't wait to tell y'all about them. But until then, until next time, make sure you keep tuning in to the Pat Down because me, Dion, and Chris need you like didn't need.
Oh, no.
Thank y'all so much for tuning in to another episode of The Pat Down. Make sure you check out my website at MissPatComedy.com for all of my social media, my tour dates, my book. Make sure you spread the word about my podcast. Please rate and review. please rate and review and share. Thank y'all so much, y'all. I've been Miss Pat.